As the United States trade war with China drags on, the consequences for one industry could last even after the two countries reach a deal. As WPSU's Anne Danahy reports, the American hardwood industry has been losing business in China as tariffs take their toll.
This is the main entrance of the plant. We actually have a company house on the far back side that's one of the owners lived in for years and raised his family here in Northwest Pennsylvania.
Bo Hammond is hardwood sales manager for Collins Hardwood, a company based in Oregon with locations in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and California. Hammond is giving me a tour of the company's operations in Kane. It's located in McKean County off Hardwood Drive.
So there you're staring at the head rig. That's breaking down the log into its initial form. Then it's going to come over to our resaw and continue to peel boards off down to a certain size.
The company has about 118,000 acres in northwest Pennsylvania. It started in 1855.
Here at this plant, we're heavy to cherry and soft maple, and then hard maple, red oak, ash, a little bit of birch, some white oak, some poplar.
The market in China has been key to businesses like this one. Its sawmills make industrial products like railroad ties, but it also produces the wood for cabinets and floors, and much of that product had been going to China.
Speaking not just for us, but as an industry, anywhere from 40 to 60% of the product goes overseas, and overseas for the hardwood industry is 90 to 95% China.
That had been thanks in part to a growing middle class in China. It meant a market for hardwoods like red oak and cherry. But then came the United States trade war with China.
The 25% trade tariffs on hardwoods has drastically reduced the amount of hardwood lumber and logs sent to China.
Michael Jacobson is a professor of forest resources at Penn State. He says Pennsylvania has some of the best hardwood forests in the world.
A year ago, everything was great. A lot of our hardwood industry actually depended on exports, and China was the main player. As soon as the tariffs hit, everything changed.
According to the American Hardwood Export Council, the United States had 31% of the hardwood lumber market share in China in 2017. That's dropped to 18% this year. Hammond says the company's plant in Richwood, West Virginia, had to cut the staff in half.
It'll affect us like it has. We've dropped some employees. We're changing how we're doing things. But hopefully we can survive.
This whole new consumption of wood products made with U.S. hardwoods that's occurred over the past 10 years has been a godsend for our industry.
Dean Alenko is vice president of sales for Allegheny Wood Products. It has headquarters in Petersburg, West Virginia, and a sawmill and dry kiln in Marble, Pennsylvania. As the United States raised its tariffs on Chinese goods, China responded, increasing its tariffs, including on American wood. Red oak, for example, faces tariffs of about 25%.
I've been doing this for 35 years now, and this is the most difficult marketplace that I've played in those 35 years.
Alenko says the industry took a beating from 2006 to 2009, but he says what was different was knowing the economy would get better and you could see the new market in China. But now things keep getting worse.
We were staring into the abyss of tariffs and trade war a year ago. We've fallen so deep in it now that we stand here as an industry and we don't know what's going to happen.
Dana Lee Cole is executive director of the Hardwood Federation. She says about half of hardwood exports coming out of the United States were going to China.
It was consuming a lot of wood that we can't sell here at very good prices, which also supports the domestic industry. It's really gotten pretty desperate for a number of companies.
Hardwood products account for about 63,000 jobs in Pennsylvania, according to a study commissioned by the Federation.
It's all inventory.
Richard Schall is president of Forest County Wood Products, which packages and delivers wood to school districts and other niche markets. He's not affected in the same way that companies shipping to China are, but he says everyone is affected by the uncertainty.
Are we at the bottom or are we on a ledge on the way down? Nobody knows.
Penn State professor Michael Jacobson says he thinks the industry will have to diversify its markets and find other ways to sell its wood. He and others say when the trade war ends, it doesn't mean China will immediately go back to buying hardwoods from the United States. China is already finding other sources, including Gabon, a country in Africa, and Russia. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.